Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Joshua, so good. Doug, God, now is the part of the show where we go from a 45-minute discussion with an alderman about how to tax the St. Louis Blues fans in order to raise the money for the renovations to reading emails about ass play.
I hope not. Hopefully we won't have any of those today. We don't need that up in here.
It's the Hot Shots email of the day. We'll be at Hot Shots on Thursday, the 26th. It's presented by Bud Select. This one's going to be in Webster Groves, and there is a lot of buzz.
We've done a lot of Hot Shots hopscotch.
Nice. But I don't think we've ever done a TMA Live in Webster.
No, I haven't.
And it's always been negotiations, and they haven't been able to get done. And I always feel like it's because you're a Kirkwood guy, and I'm a Kirkwood transplant, and the cat, you're
kind of... No, it's because we have a 3.5% wing tax that we would add on to tonight's take.
That's right.
And who would pay for that? The customer who's getting the wings?
I'm willing to put my differences aside and attend this event and have some wings anyway.
Good for you. Oh, the Replets. J-Boy's Replets.
You're a leader, Doug.
Big here. Pair of ringside seats to WWE on Friday night. Tickets at Scott Trade Center start only $20. I agree. Content is king. Here's some of the TMA content hits. A barely verbal pro wrestling correspondent arguing with a middle-aged, gender-neutral sportscaster about the legitimacy of WWE scraps. An 80-year-old orange stranger danger asking women one-fourth his age questions that would make Jeffrey Dahmer blush. And regular phone calls from a brain-injured Boeing parts salesman, a stuttering, degenerate alcoholic who thinks he's beating Vegas by betting the favorite on money lines. And Mike Lee, all hail content. Timmy, Tom, Tom. Doug, that kind of held up a mirror to our face.
Kind of. I didn't like what I saw.
Tough but fair.
Timmy, Tom, Tom. Tom, Tom.
He had a good one yesterday, too, I think.
Yeah, he's really ratcheting it up. I don't think he likes Matt who bowls at Hank's. Our leader this month. Hello. I lay in my pleather recliner wearing nothing but a fresh U-trow. I turn on the 4 News, and it makes me wonder. If my turtle head a-pokin' doesn't skid up my whitey-tighties, did it actual fall out of my toot sleeve? Think about it. That's from Tunnels 12,000. And look, he included a picture, and it looks like it's Joel Osteen.
That is Joel Osteen, with a big smile on his face. I'm Tunnels? Sure he wouldn't be happy to be included in this.
12,000.
But he didn't send in the email, did he? Wouldn't that be just, quite a story if Joel Osteen...
Yeah, it would be. He'd lose a follower.
He'd be like, got you guys.
Oh, hello again. You know what time it is? Be-do-bop. It's time for another installment of Construction Tip with Colin. Hi. Today I'll be learning you how to remove a broken toilet. Is that proper use of the word?
No.
Today I'll be learning you how to remove a broken toilet.
In Arkansas it is.
Step 1, lay down dust protection and drop cloths in the work area. Step 2, shut off the water valve behind the toilet. Step 3, grab a small crescent wrench, loosen them bottom bolts. Step 4, feel the breath of your stepdad on your neck
as
he positions himself behind you.
He's not in there.
Step 5, roll your eyes to the back of your head in ecstasy and release a long guttural moan.
No, no.
Step 6, slurp the water out of the bowl with a boy straw.
Okay, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Cucky the Cuck Boy.
Cucky the Cuck Boy has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension.
I don't understand what the stepdad has to do with the...
No, all of a sudden, he was there.
Guys, Plops here. It's so strange that Big Al was recognized at a grocery store. A grown man in a Ricky Prohl jersey that comes down to his shins, wearing fingerless weightlifting gloves and Mardi Gras beads on a Monday afternoon. Yeah, those guys are a dime a dozen. Doug, it's Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, assistant program director.
I think that made me laugh.
My apologies, but Brittany won't be emailing in today. She's a little tied up. Teehee. After catching her peeking, I did a little poking. With my fingers, that is. My boyfriend stormed out hopping mad because he wasn't getting any attention. But he was just getting in the way anyway. My cheerleader top was the perfect tool to tie B's hands behind her back. So it was game on. She had been a bad girl. A very bad girl, Doug. So I gave her the tongue lashing she deserved. Wait a doggone minute. Is that a strappy on the counter?
No, Doug.
To be continued. Sincerely, bikini model Brittany's smoking hot roommate, cheerleader Candy. Oh, my God. These girls listen to our show?
Cheerleader Candy. She's new.
Hey, guys. I'm not a hard man to please. I think the show is fantastic, and the Cats Return show chokes me up as much as Waino's epic NLCS strikeout of Carlos Beltran.
Mm-hmm.
However, my only issue with this entire program has been that damn Byerly commercial. It just never fit in between Salt and Smoke's absolute nonsense and a Harry's Razors ad that frankly can't miss with Tim as the rep.
You're not going to gong that? What's the matter with you, boy?
It was just too wholesome, too innocent. So as it came as a... I feel like this might wind up attacking our sponsor, and I can't do that.
No.
I don't know what's going.
No, that's...
I don't know.
All right, drop it.
The Byerly spot's like a wonderful pair of jeans
Rosanante is really the family truckster of this show.
They're
takes
part
the one
of
the winds
fiber.
Of Kansas.
How dare you, sir?
TV Guide, Sunday, 2 p.m., Hallmark Channel, low frequency. Mary Jill Wagner is trapped in an unhappy relationship with a wealthy businessman, Judd Nelson.
Oh, God. Hold up for your grandfather.
It's a Buick spokeswoman. Mary visits a rundown AM radio station above a sex shop and ends up falling for their producer, Chad, played by Mario Lopez. Chad declines her advances when he finds out she once dated Atlanta Thrashers winger Marian Hossa, playing himself. We got Marian Hossa in this?
Yeah, that's nice.
Chad finally agrees to go out with Mary once she agrees to wash her hair 10 times in tomato paste to get rid of the odor. Brian Dennehy co-stars as the disapproving father. Thanks, that's Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman?
I haven't seen that. I'd watch that.
Independence Day speech.
Is Brian Dennehy still with us?
No, he's not. Still making picks, though.
It's like on Tupac Hallmark, dropping cuts. Yeah.
Dirt napping.
Morning, fellas. Congratulations on the positive article written by a former Inside STL employee. I would have thought that the first positive feedback you guys would receive would come shortly after your show's cancellation. Well, good for you guys, getting this one in just under the wire. Keep an eye out for my article I have coming out in the next issue of Playgirl magazine, where I break down the best way to crack Doug open like a fortune cookie.
Okay.
Sorry, you'll have to read it to find out the lucky numbers of fingers it takes to unlock his boil.
Oh, man.
The hipster of Tower Grove South.
Oh.
Hipster of Tower Grove South.
He was talking about getting married on the Kirkwood Brewhouse patio.
Well, he hasn't found the right guy yet. Suspended 2 days' time. I'd like to thank Wright Business Product for my wonderful ink pen.
I'm going to take Matt Adams to lunch here tomorrow.
For the Cat Chat.
Yeah.
There might be a lot of best fans in baseball showing up with autographed items.
Yeah. I told him that salmon's healthy. He's on his health kit.
I had that salmon yesterday.
It's healthy, right?
Oh, it is. It's so good. Wow. God, it really is good. Morning, fellas. I'm going to shoot you straight. And to be honest, it will be the straightest thing I do all day. My takes are ice cold. I have nothing clever or witty to say. All I can tell you are these four things. Number one, Tim, you're the best morning radio host in the game. Agree with that. Number two, best regional cable sideline report in the business? Stupid question. It's Jimmy the Cat Hayes. Number three, when people ask me where I get my local sports coverage, I tell them to stop acting like you don't already know that it's Doug Vaughn.
Thank you.
And number four, I'm a 33-year-old child, and I really just want those ringside tickets. That's from 2009 Doak Walker Award winner, the Crystal City Clam Hammer.
Crystal City Clam Hammer.
And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day, and we just got a text saying Brian Dennehy is still with us despite passing away in Tommy Boy 22 years ago.
I like Timmy Tom Tom, I like Bill Pullman, but I'm going with Misty Plops because he made me laugh out loud.
It's okay.
Pullman
was good. Tunnels 12,000, awful. I'm going to go Timmy Tom Tom.
I think Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech with Marian Hossa playing himself was the best one. Let's go to the Speaker of the House, the Plow Hall.
Cat, as much as I want to give you this win, I'm not, because of Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech is a ship. The Hot Shots email of the day. It's unbelievable what just happened. Isn't it?
No, because he always votes for you.
No, he voted for you the other day, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday, baby. Yesterday.
That was the unbelievable thing.
Sometimes you got to be able to take the L.
Strangers in the night. Do I have any other spots I need to do? I'm sorry. Really? All right. I'm all good. Good. God bless America. All right. Time for us to shut it down. Frank Cusimano's up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.